Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. It is a glorious day. We rejoicing in the joys of the Lord, all that God has done for us. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Words from the Word. I am your host, Overseer Paulette, and we are live at the Hyatt Regency O'Hara, where the Economically AEN is having their annual conference. So we would like to start, if you will, be so kind, as one of our apostles will open us up in prayer.
Amen. God bless you. You out there in our radio listening audience, we're just excited about what God is doing. God, we thank you right now for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for who you are in our lives. So as we share today and discuss what you have put on our hearts, we pray that you will bless us, empower us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was Apostle Grinson. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so blessed to have the Eagles are gathering here as they're preparing leaders for the work in the kingdom. And we rejoice and are exceedingly glad that the Lord has allowed us to be a part of this gathering. And we invite you to come out. We have the session today and tomorrow and Sunday. It will include general sessions and workshops, information that leaders need to be in order in the end time as they progress in the kingdom work. We are a ministry of words from the Word this morning, and we're going to be reflecting on some of the information that will be distributed at this conference this weekend. There is a wide variety of subjects and titles that are going to go forth. The Seven Mountain Prophecy Influence, Gifts and Callings, the ministry of one another. We have been talking about the ministry of one another, and we will continue in that as well this morning. But from time to time, as different ones come, we will ask if they would have something to say and share on the broadcast this morning. And so this is going to be an exciting time. I pray that you will enjoy as though you were here. And if you're not here, you are definitely welcome to come to the Laborers for Christ Apostolic Ecumenical Network, the Alignment Assembly for 2016, empowering, equipping the Ecclesiastes for excellence, ecumenical ministry. It will also be a time of elevation and consecration of an awesomely humbled service that is going to take place, where four laborers in the kingdom will come forth. And we have one of those. Amen. We have Apostle Franklin with us this morning. Amen. It's going to be consecrated this weekend. Apostle Holiday, is there anything you'd like to share with our listening audience this morning?
Well, tell everybody good morning. We've had a great time here this week at the start of this convention. A lot of information has been a blessing. The presence of God has been here. Senior fathers like Apostle Brinson has shared with us Apostle Charlotte, and they've been imparting into us. It's been a great time of fellowship and a great time of relationship.
Amen.
So we're glad to be here and glad to see your beautiful face.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is one of our awesome candidates for elevation. And it is going to be such an awesome time in the kingdom because different army positions are being aligned, and that God is preparing his people to go forth. And as he prepares them, there is a boot camp, there's a training that has to happen. These individuals are going to look pristine in those garments of their offices. And it's going to be a wonderful time of actually of just celebrating God in the life of the individuals. We have four to be consecrated. during this celebration, and it will end with a banquet on Saturday evening. Again, you are live. The lines are open, and you can feel free to share with us this morning. Good morning, caller. You're on the line. Oh, praise the Lord. We have a supreme joy this morning. We have our own Pastor Hook from Seattle, Washington.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, world. Glorious creation of God. Amen. Lord is almighty, omnipotent, and great, and worthy to be praised. I hope you have having a wonderful day this morning. How are you, Overseer?
I am blessed with all of these powerhouses.
Amen.
The eagles are gathering, I'm telling you.
And we are so grateful to be in the glory, the power,
Hallelujah.
And the strength of an almighty God.
Yes, he says the storm clouds are gathering. It's going to rain. It's going to rain down power out here. I'm telling you, people.
Amen. We bless God for the opportunity to empower the people of God, the leaders of God this weekend, and then send them, give them the command to go and encourage them to go in the authority of the Holy Spirit, go in the power of their anointings, of their respective gifts and offices. We encourage them to go in faith, go in holiness, go on in obedience, definitely obedience to the word, go as an under-shepherd and a servant to an almighty God, to a dying nation, to a needy people. And so we are just so grateful. We're grateful to be able to be accountable to these servants and to pour into them the breath of life, the oil of joy, the word of God. And that more abundantly. And so it is just our pleasure. I am so glad to be here all the way from Seattle. Shout out to my wife who did not come with me on this weekend. And she definitely sends her love to each and every one of you.
Amen. Give us a call. I'll just ask you to pray.
Well, amen. I can pray, yes. Father, we bless you. We exalt you, God. We magnify you. God, I thank you, Lord God, that whether somebody's listening to this at 6 a.m. or 10 p.m., God, we pray for the morning in their lives, God. We pray, oh God, that from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is worthy to be praised. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, that when this morning rises, when the sun rises, oh Heavenly Father, they will be filled with joy, Lord God, filled with your glory, oh Heavenly Father, covered, oh Heavenly Father, by your mercy and your grace, oh God, and empowered by the very fruitful and potent and relevant and living word of an almighty God. God, I thank you, Lord God, for healings that is taking place right now, God. Things that you're doing, oh God, beyond our perception. Oh, we bless you in the name of Jesus for those moments, God, that you work a miracle where we need not be participators. Well, God, just be instruments and vehicles of your glory. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for taking the time to cause your word to come alive in somebody's life, oh God. They've been reading it, meditating on it, God, thinking about it, God. But now, God, I bless you that this is your set time to move in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord God, in might. Move in majesty, move in power, oh Heavenly Father. Move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and bring terror to each and every one of our enemies, oh God. Move in the name of Jesus and cause earth to be silent, oh Heavenly Father, that your glory may speak, oh God, and that your word and truth may resound, oh Heavenly Father. Undo, oh God, hallelujah, the bonds of wickedness, oh God, the bands of unrighteousness, God, that entangle, Lord God, both your people, your leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and those, God, that don't know you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up, oh God, bow down heads, oh Heavenly Father, and embrace, hallelujah, with the curtain of love. Oh God, the banner of love around your people. Somebody needs you, oh Heavenly Father. Invade our lives, oh Heavenly Father. Invade them with your grace, your mercy, Lord God, your love, your virtue in the name of Jesus. Invade us, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Moving, evicting things out of our lives that are not of you, oh Heavenly Father, and shifting us, Lord God, hallelujah, in a promised land mindset.
God, fix our minds, renew our minds, purify our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And give us, Lord God, the oil of joy, the oil of anointing, the oil of gladness, oh God. And we bless you. We praise you for power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for that power that is indicative of the presence of heaven in our lives, oh Heavenly Father. Cause, Lord God, us to overcome, Lord God. I speak a word of victory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give victory mindsets to your people, to the downtrodden, to the broken, oh Lord God. Minister healing, Lord God, to their wounds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I bless you, oh Heavenly Father. Roll through their homes, oh Heavenly Father. Be an invited guest in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And lift them up, God, from ashes. Lift them up, oh God, from pain and torment. Lift them up, oh God, from the poverty, Lord God, of their finances and their souls, oh Heavenly Father.
Yes, yes.
And we thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
We bless you, O King.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We love you. Hallelujah, God. We know that you're more than able. Hallelujah, God. This is our worship unto you, God, to seek you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to seek your face, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, oh God.
Bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, we're continuing. Praise the Lord for our pastor from Washington, D.C. And you heard earlier an apostle, Holiday, and now we have with us his awesomely beautiful wife. And we ask her to say some words on the word. We are broadcasting live here at the Hilton Hyatt. It's the Hyatt, and we have with us Overseer Holiday. Good morning.
Thank God for being here on today for his awesome power. We thank God because we know that he's a healer and he's a deliverer. He's a mind regulator. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ask or think. So whatever you're going through right now, just be encouraged because we know that we serve a God that is more than able. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Be not weary in well-doing, but or you shall reap if you faint not. On today, I just want to encourage you to just keep your mind and your head lifted up because we serve a God that is awesome. And I want to speak healing into the life of somebody that's out there that's listening right now that may be suffering in their body, that may be suffering in their mind. I know that God is a healer for myself, and he's able to just strengthen your limbs. He's able to regulate your confused mind. I bind up the spirit of suicide right now, the spirit of oppression, the spirit of depression right now that's trying to take over every stronghold. I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, and I loose right now the spirit of warfare on your behalf. But you should not fail. You should not give in. You should not give out. For you shall be lifted up in this season. God has prepared for you an open door. And just prepare your heart and your mind to receive all the promises that God has spoken over your life down through the years that have not come to pass. For they shall be manifested in due season. Before the end of the year, God is going to release some finances into some of your life. God is going to release some unexpected things. There are some people who's been seeking God for a spouse. God said to just prepare yourself. Get your hope shelves ready. Get your mind and your spirit ready. Get your body ready. Let God heal your heart so that you can be able to receive what he has for you in this season. But first of all, he said it's his will that you prosper even as your soul prosper. So let your soul prosper in him and rest in the Lord, for he shall do exactly what he said he would do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you see what you missed? Do you see what you're missing? I'm telling you, the eagles are gathering, and God is releasing a power. He's releasing a power to take over for the kingdom of God. Thank you so much, Overseer. What a blessing. What a blessing to be able to be recipients of the anointing and the gifting that have been that are resting on this fivefold. We heard from three apostles this morning. This place is full of power, and that power is being released over the people, over the leaders, over those that are going to be ordained, those are going to be licensed, and it's not for the faint of heart, but it's for those that are determined to live according to the Holy Bible, according to the Word of God, according to the truth of God, believing Him and loving Him and sharing Him with all who come in their area of influence. Again, the lines are open and you are live. And I know this is a little different format, but you know we like interaction and we like the dialogue back and forth. So you can take your phones off mute and speak with us, and we pray that this is being a blessing to you. So good morning. Good morning, caller. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want to.
Good morning, Overseer.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? I am blessed.
We are just blessed.
Enjoying the pastor, Pastor Hooks, and Apostle Holiday and Overseer Holiday, the words of encouragement, powerful prayers. This is a great gathering, and I'm with you all the way 100%. Those in your listening audience should make their way either our worship service or to view the consecration and the elevation, that it is truly a move of God. Yesterday was awesome, and the things that I participated in, this is really a powerful ministry. And so I think people really need to take advantage. A lot of times we want something different, and not different just to tickle our sensibilities, but there are people who are looking for a deeper experience with God, who want to go into another level. You know, it sounds so trite to say not just religion, but not just religion, not just joining the denomination, but having a true relationship and then trusting and relying on God and seeing how He moves. And we know that elevation comes from the Lord, and we are seeing that take place in this holy convocation this weekend.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. What we want to do is present a holistic picture of what's going here today. And what is your name, young man?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Minister Cruz.
And Minister Cruz is here with four young men. How old is the oldest?
He's 11.
11. How old is the youngest?
Two.
God is not a respecter person. There is anointing and there is a calling on the lives of these young men. He is the older of these three. And you know what? They are excited. And we asked Mom, do you have anything? She was at one of the consecration elevations, and she has been sent out as a minister for the Lord, and it's been over a year. How has it been for you?
It's been amazing. The experience is wonderful, and it's a life-changing thing, and it's a good change.
Amen, amen. I'm telling you, you're missing a treat if you don't come out. These young men are here, and they're eager. You're eager?
No,
he says no. Give me the phone.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. But just to let you know, God is not a respectful person. It's not all staunch and circumstance, but it is, you know what, it's life. And this is what life is about. Life is about our little ones. Life's about our young ministers. We have the youngest here today is being elevated into the office of a minister, and we have one being elevated to the office of a deacon, and a young lady being elevated to the office of a minister as well. And so it's a variety of the gifts and the callings that have been placed on the destiny and the lives of the individuals. And we thank God that from their youth they will know the truth, and they will never have to be bound. If we will teach them, then they will grow according to the Word of God, and they would be able to experience some of the downfalls that the enemy might have for them. Again, we are live at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. We encourage you to come out. Last evening, every evening at 7:30, there's worship service, but not just worship service. Last evening was worship without words. an awesome time of reflection. Elder, are you still on the line? Can you share about last evening's worship service, Worship Without Words?
Overseer, yes, I think you said elder. I didn't quite hear that. Did you say elder?
Yes, we had
a powerful time with the Worship Without Words. It is, sometimes you hear it as referred to as soaking, and it is just being in the presence of the Lord with dance. We had a young lady who was just moving really with the anointing by the Spirit in her dance as we, it's just not just sitting there being silent, but it is basically like soaking in the presence of the Lord. There's something that happens when you have to be still. And then when you add on that, when they say
elder,
worship with...
Elder, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we have Bishop Akabag here that we want to...
Oh, yes. Let us hear the Archbishop.
And so is this a candidate?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. That's what I thought. Don't be trying to get past us over there, past the pack. And so we have a candidate for apostleship, and we have Bishop Akabag. And could you say something to our listening audience this morning?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this blessed day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, because God has given us this day for a plan and purpose. The purpose is to win souls, make them disciples, and build God's kingdom. Because we came into this world with empty hands, and we take nothing out of this world. Only the souls which we have won by making them disciples and building God's kingdom. That's why Jesus Christ came. As we read in Luke 10:19, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. So we were all lost, but the Lord has blessed us. And we now know Jesus because taste and see that the Lord is good. So we have tasted, and we need to win souls, that if you really taste the Lord's love, agape love, we need to win souls, make them disciples, and build God's kingdom. May the Lord continue to bless you and watch over you. This is His Beatitude, Dr. Jacob Agepok, from Agape International Church and from Laborers for Christ International. May God bless you richly. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Archbishop. Wonderful. We also have another one that's going to be consecrated, and we're going to hear from her this morning.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. This is Pastor Lisa from Walking in the Shekinah Glory Global Ministry.
Yes, yes.
And I believe that God will never allow a devastation to come upon you without a plan to get a greater glory. We thank God for Jeremiah 29:11, for the Bible says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, to do you good, and an expected end. And so what we must realize that in our everyday occurrence, that God is at work. No matter what situation or circumstances that you are facing today, you must just hold up that word of God, Romans 8:28, that says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord, called according to the purpose.
Hallelujah.
There is purpose for your life. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're in, you need to know that there is purpose for it. And if you will acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, He will bring it together. He will connect the dots. Sometimes we're trying to connect the dots, and it's not time to connect the dots yet. We just have to wait on the Lord, amen, and trust in Him. Trust in Him. The Bible said, blessed is the man that putteth his trust in God, amen. You shall be anchored. You will be anchored. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So no matter what's going on, what's coming your way, what you're in, you just got to know that your help comes from the Lord. All your help comes from the Lord, and He has never failed us. The Bible says, is there anything too hard for God? Nothing is too hard for God. So no matter what situation, what red sea that you're facing, no matter what's behind you, all we got to do is look up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And our redemption draweth nigher. God bless you, and I'm very excited on this morning. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Brown. Praise the Lord. Praise the... I'm telling you, the eagles are gathering. The eagles are gathering. We've had apostles and pastors and archbishops and ministers and pastors, and we have another candidate that would like to speak and say good morning to us. This is candidate
Patricia Williams. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I just wanted to encourage everybody this morning. My name is candidate for pastor. My name is Itricia Williams. New bride. Hallelujah. God is doing wonderful things. I just want to encourage everybody to prepare for the shift. God released the word last week in the house, and it was don't die in the sifting, but prepare for the shifting. So I want us to be encouraged and prepare. Stay focused, stay on track. God is doing an awesome thing in this season, and we must be here to see, to witness, to account, to proclaim it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to let our bishop, our new bishop, because he better get into service or he may get in trouble. But everybody else is here, evangelist.
How you doing on this wonderful, glorious day? We are down here at the Labors for Christ Apostolic Ecumenical Network Conference. This is Apostolic Assemblage 2016. And just kind of excited. We are just so excited to be uniting the body of Christ. If you're not doing anything, you grab hold of this conference. It is being held this weekend. We would love for you to come on down and just be a part of just uniting the body of Christ. We just want, you know, we just have one mind, we just have one soul, we just have one body, there's just one spirit, and we're all uniting to just enjoy God and enjoy one another, to see what God is doing in a different faith. And so we definitely bring you greetings from the Labors for Christ Word Life Center, as well as the Center for Reconstruction. We definitely love you. I am Bishop Nathaniel Isaac, and I'm just so excited to be here on this broadcast of Words in the Word. From the Word. And so I just thank God with the overseer, she in full effect. We doing it big. You should be here. You should be listening. Tune in, because she always has something that will bless your soul.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. And now we will have another offspring, a sibling of our bishop. So you know this is a powerhouse young woman. Hallelujah. And she's also an apostolic evangelist, get over here, candidate. Good morning.
Good morning, Overseer. Thank you for having me. I am truly blessed and thankful for being here this morning. Kind of caught me off guard, as always. But, yes, I just want, as everyone's saying, to encourage everyone who is listening to take heed. Listen, be sound, open heart and mind. Sometimes through it all, there's going to be obstacles that's going to come through your way, and you just have to make sure, don't take it or look at it as a bad thing, but that God is up to something, and he is truly using that to build you up. So, yes, with that being said, everyone have a blessed day.
Hallelujah. And this is from a young woman saying, I want nothing to say. And she was preaching, and she walking away. Hallelujah, that's Isaac. We also have in the house, we have a pastor, Jeff Price, who had agreed to be the accountability partner, which we have in our process for our candidates. And so he's going to say good morning to us today. Welcome, Pastor.
Good morning. Blessed morning to everyone. It's great to be here at the conference getting, you know, went through the process last year, so I'm glad to be back this year. It was some interest that I had a devotional.
Amen.
She put me on. She, you know, that's how they do it at LFC. So I'm going to read it.
That's not a dog.
So here we are. It's a devotional I read this morning. That's interesting. It said that I got to make it big.
That's how you going to make it big.
Because I can't see it.
This is going to encourage Pastor to go on and do his men's group.
Okay,
we love you here at MSC. Hello, Pastor.
It says, I desire to raise up a bold spiritual army. And this is, my child, I have equipped you with weapons of warfare that will overcome the fleshly plots of wickedness and rebellion that have crept into the land. My weapons are mighty for pulling down strongholds and casting down
arguments and very high things that exalts itself against the knowledge of my ways. They are powerful enough to bring every thought into captivity to obedience, and they will be used to punish all disobedience. Do not fear the enemy. Rise up and speak my words with boldness. My Holy Spirit is with you and will empower you to be successful. So I just thought it was like,
amen.
I just kind of just, you know, how the Lord
amen.
Moves. I read that devotional because, you know, he's raising up a battlefield and raising up an army.
Amen.
I mean, right now you got the football. I'm really into sports. Football,
amen.
You got the football season ready to start.
Uh-huh.
They're starting up the draft and getting them trained, ready for battle.
Amen.
And that's what God, what an ordination process, that's literally, he's getting us ready for battle. And you think about the garbs and all that we're wearing is for our armor that we're putting on and getting ready for battle. And so so just congrats to everybody. So get ready for war. That's all.
Get ready for war. Is this your accountability partner?
No,
okay, but it's okay. Now we have Dominic is going to say good morning. He's one of our candidates. He's one of our young men. These are youth in love with God, wanting to serve and to live their life for God. Dominic, good morning. What do you have to share with us?
Good morning. The Lord told me to read this.
Amen.
He told me to read Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saints the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an unexpected end. I just want to say the Lord knows what he has for you, and if anyone tells you different, it's a lie, because that's only the devil trying to get in your head. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. These youth is powerful. This is a powerful time this morning. And we have another one of our accountability partners. These candidates don't walk this journey alone, but they are teamed up with powerful ministers that have a love and a heart for them and for God and God's people. And they do whatever it takes to bring them to this day. And so here we have Minister Katie. Good morning, Minister Katie.
Good morning. Good morning. It's an honor to be asked to be on this platform. The only thing that I have to put out in the airwaves today, since I'm the videographer and the social media guru, is to log on and find us on the web. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. All of your social media platforms, look for us under our name, Laborers for Christ Ministries. Also, Apostle Shawnette has her own Facebook page as well. So look us up. We'll be streaming live during this session, watching the men and women of God in their quest and hunger for the Lord be elevated on this weekend. And also we'll be gleaning from the classes that will go forth the vision that the apostle has given, has so eloquently released into the earth realm, has birthed into the earth realm, is going forth on this weekend, as well as men and women from all over the country convene right here at the Hyatt, 5300 Bryn Mawr in Rosemont, Illinois. Come on by and join us. Register. This is an auspicious occasion, one that you do not want to miss. I admonish you to get here.
Amen.
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 Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Minister Katie. We also have Sister Arnett, who is a very faithful follower and supporter of ministry and kingdom work. And good morning, Sister Arnett.
Good morning, everyone. I'm just glad to be here and to decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Everybody is gathering this morning at the general session that started at 9 o'clock, and it will go through to 5 o'clock this evening with a lunch break in between. Now we have the other part of that new marriage. This is a candidate, the Deacon Melvin Williams, has come in. And good morning, Deacon. How are you? The audience would love to hear from you, as he's giggling like a newlywed. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And Laborers for Christ, at these ecumenical networking gatherings, you never know what's going to happen. You're on the air, you're live, and the world wants to hear from the new group. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
They're fine.
Oh, okay. well, marriage life is great. I'm enjoying myself here at the AEN.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to getting licensed as a minister sometime this week. I don't know the exact day, but it's going to happen.
Amen.
So I just say to you all, God bless you, and may God keep you in heaven smiling.
Amen. Thank you so much. See, that didn't hurt a bit, did it? We have you. You know what? If pictures are worth a thousand words, you should see the faces on these individuals as they're asked to share. And then, of course, we have with us our regular, and she's alive and in person this morning, Evangelist. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. We're doing great. How is it going?
It's going well. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank
the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I woke up this morning, and I felt impressed by the Holy Spirit to just walk around on each floor and pray this morning.
Amen.
Praying for his people, praying for the hotel, that the Lord will make this a place that when the people come here, I ask them to fill this place with his presence, with his angels,
Amen.
And not allow this place to be the same when we leave.
Hallelujah.
That he let his angels minister in every room to the people as they lay down their heads, minister unto their needs, their spiritual needs, minister deliverance unto them, salvation, healing in their bodies, minds, and souls. And let this be a place where when people come, they will feel the presence, his presence in the room. And when they leave here, the angels will have ministered unto them, and whatever it was that they came here that to do that was not like God, that
Hallelujah.
They would not even be able to do
Hallelujah.
It,
we
but
got
that
the
they
power.
Will have a mind, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
To serve Him, and that
Hallelujah.
When they leave this place, that they will have a mind to serve Him to, and to seek Him for His truth.
Amen.
I even met a family on the elevator this morning, and I greeted them. And there was they had a daughter, and I looked at her. She was maybe 3 or 4 years old. And I said, Lord, bless her to be a mighty woman of God. Even now, begin to groom her, Lord God. Don't let her taste of the world.
Jesus.
Put your love within her even now. And then give the parents guidance on how to groom her and bring her up. Use her for your service, Lord God, that she will go out and begin to speak into the lives of people. As she go up, let your angels encamp around about her, keeping her safe from dangers seen and unseen, even now, Lord God. Use her for your glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So
Hallelujah.
I was just about the Father's business.
Amen.
I went from
Amen.
Floor 2 up to floor 10. Just
Hallelujah.
Walking and praying
Hallelujah.
And asking the Lord to let His will be done in this hotel.
Hallelujah. So you see what you're missing. I'm telling you, the eagles have gathered. It is quite a gathering going on today. And so, callers, you're live, you're on the air. I know, Elder, we kind of interrupted you because we had an influx of individuals coming to share. And so you were sharing with us about the worship with worship without words.
Yes, ma'am. I was just saying that it's such a stretching, I think, of our traditional worship, something that I just became familiar with maybe in the last 2 or 3 years, really, as a practice. And there are several sacred practices, and that is one of them. It is just really awesome how the Lord will meet you in a place. You know, obviously, you know, we are indwelt, but what I mean by meet you in a place is that when you can sit down or be still and wait, you know, it is certainly rewarding spiritually. It just takes you to a different kind of place when that restriction is on you, because I believe that you're more sensitive to hear His voice and to feel the move of His Spirit, because it is not being combined with with our own praises, you know, out of our mouth and other things, or watching a choir or soloists and that kind of thing, it's a time of a peaceful communion. And we just had a great time. The Lord was with us.
Praise the Lord.
We're
you know what? Elder, I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you again because not a problem.
No problem.
Hallelujah. We got the 5-4 now, y'all. So this is you're going to hear from our apostle, our prophet, Prophet Michael. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
And we are wonderfully blessed.
Praise God. I'm excited, glad to
Amen.
Be here. Looking forward to what God is about to do in this hour. It's a good time. If you ain't here, you need to get here.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, the eagles are gathering. This is an awesome time. Praise the Lord. And as Elder was sharing with us about the words without words, there were also other activities going on last night. Did you want to share about those?
Yes, we had a young lady who blessed us in sacred dance just extemporaneously. We had foot washing. We had communion service, all happening simultaneously. We had folks with flags. We had folks laid out prostrate in prayer. We had folks kneeling. We had folks just sitting in their chairs. We had folks just praising the Lord. And at some point, it had just gotten so good. It's like, okay, something's got to come out. And I felt like Jeremiah, you know, just shut up in my bones to be able
Glory
to just switch. And I don't mean that negatively, but just, you know, just because the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, that we can do that. And so it is a training. It is a discipline, a spiritual discipline. And like I said, I would suggest for anyone in your listening audience to come out and be a part of this great elevation.
Amen. Well, call us. You can take your phone off mute, and we'd love to hear from you. Good morning. I know that sometimes we're not able to talk. We want to send a shout out of love to our Minister Pat, and we know this is a big day for her, and we just pray that all is as God has established it, and it has manifested itself in her life for His glory. Hallelujah. And so, again, we are live here at
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You all are on fire for the Lord, and the eagles are ready. And I just excited. Even though I'm here at home, I feel the love, the joy, the worship, the praise, and the reverence for the Lord. And I'm just excited for what God is doing at the AEN conference. I just want to speak on the fruit of the Spirit. God's standard mm-hmm. for us, love the mm-hmm. Lord and your neighbor, joy, rejoice in the Lord, peace, seek peace and pursue it, patience, be patient with everyone, kindness, clothe yourself with kindness, goodness, let us do good to all people, faithfulness, be faithful even to the point of death, meekness, show true meekness toward all men, and self-control, add to your knowledge self-control. And I just thank God for the fruit of the Spirit and love you all in the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Pat.
Thank you all. I'm excited about what God is doing.
Amen. We are just excited about the Lord and what He's doing. We have our pastor, Marlette Lazarus, has come and to say good morning to our listening audience.
Good morning, listening audience.
Okay, that's all she's going to say. Praise the Lord.
We love you all. Good morning. This is Apostle Dr. Shanette Houghton, and we're celebrating Words from the Words 1-year anniversary. We appreciate all of those that sow into this ministry. And we just pray that as the word goes forth, we're looking forward to the great harvest that's forthcoming. We thank you all for we thank you for the seed that you're planting in our lives as well. So love you. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Apostle. Apostle here, and she is doing a thousand things, and all is falling in order, divine order, and the people are being blessed, and we encourage you to come out and share and get your share. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In words for the word, you know, this is generally a quiet time of reflection. We're earnestly seeking kingdom treasures and keys for powerful kingdom resources. We started by looking at the first church and how a few unassuming men and women turned the world upside down with the message of the gospel. And that's what we want to do. We've been charged to do that. That is what we want to do. And we want to be able to use, as a Minister Pat shared, the fruit of the Spirit. And as we've shared in previous broadcasts, the ministry of one another. And as the individuals come together, they're coming together and they're interacting and fellowshipping with one another, gleaming and imparting and releasing. And it's a very, very powerful time of revival and renewal and those things that charge us up to run a little further, that fuel us. As the elder mentioned, you know, it becomes fire in our bones, set up in our bones. That fire that fuels your ministry and causes the fuel of the Spirit, the joy, to just explode from our lives. It causes the joy of and the love of God to explode from our hearts. And so we do want to thank you for sharing this with us today. We want to continue as different ones come and go, and we are going to be starting class shortly, so we do have to go and set up in class. Technically, logistically, it's a little challenging. We would love to be able to do it in a class, but we don't have the right kind of technology to do that. But as Minister Katie indicated, there are different ones live streaming and Twitter and the different things like that she talked about, that you can, I guess, you know, like kind of see us or something. I don't know. You know. Yes, we have Elder Deborah live. It's really wonderful for those that normally share with us on a regular basis. They share via technology, but now we're actually in person, you know, like kind of looking at each other. So she's laughing at me right now. But again, we do encourage you to come. This is going to be tomorrow as well. And tomorrow's events start at 9 o'clock with the prayer symposium, All Things Prayer. Will be going forth, and then the actual clergy will start to line up and prepare for their entrance into the sacred ecclesiastic immersion, consecration, and ordination ceremony, a very powerful time when the men and women who have been anointed and given assignment from the Lord God Almighty, as they come forth, as they put their garbs on, and they prepare to stand in an army for the Lord God Almighty. Good morning, good morning. We have another. I'm telling you, there are apostles, and now we have another apostle Turner. Praise the Lord, good morning.
Praise the Lord, good morning.
Good morning. We're here to talk to our visiting audience today.
Okay, well, God bless you. God bless you, visiting audience. I wish you were here. We're at Laborers for Christ, and there are a whole lot of good things going on. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. I was here on yesterday and just expecting the miracles. I tell you, this is an atmosphere of miracles. An atmosphere of a miracle. If you can, if you're anywhere in the area, get here. Amen. If you're tired and know that God enrolls my get here. You will not regret it. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Make your way. way to this place in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle. I'm telling you, you're missing it. You're missing it. And then after tomorrow's ordination and banquet on Sunday morning, we will have the worship service, worship experience at 10 o'clock here at the Hyatt. And so we do. We invite you to come out and share with us. Our time is running to a close, and we do have to go into other areas to prepare for the training and teaching. But again, we're so glad that you were a part of this morning opening session. As they different ones start coming in, we didn't get everybody, but as many as we could get, some were still they were serving and setting up, and they're working. It is a laborer. It is a labor of love that we do, and we thank God that He allows us to be a part of the plan that He has for His kingdom. And so, again, there is much teaching and much joy going on, and we do encourage you to come and to share with us. And we are young and old, young, middle age, all ages, come and receive those miracles and those blessings, those healing, all of the things that have been spoken over us for today. We praise God for you. We thank you, and we look forward to our next session next Friday at 9 o'clock, and we will go into more detail on that gift of the Spirit of joy. Hallelujah. May the joy of the Lord be your strength, make you so strong. And remember that Jesus is the author and the finisher. So that means He wrote the book. So He knows exactly what we need to read. So read the book. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I wish you a blessed day, and I hope to see you out here. Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Hello? Did we have any questions or comments or additions? Insights, input. All right. Be blessed.